Welcome to Rad Kid, the podcast that's all about adolescence.
Hello, I'm Svetlana, Maddie's alter ego.
I'm Brianna, and I don't have an alter ego, but today's discussion is going to be what the most important part of adolescence is. Love, courage, or discovery.
Let's talk about adolescence. When I was adolescent, I was size of cow.
A cow?
Yes.
That's a really big child.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into it.
So what I have found through reading is that one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, is love during adolescence.
And why is that?
As it states in my source, Adolescence and Falling in Love by Carl E. Pickard. He's a doctor in psychology.
Psychology.
Yes, I got it from Psychology Today. It says that it is an explanation of love as its importance in adolescence, but it should be monitored by parents as the risk and consequences not align in a adolescent's brain. The book that this source connects to is The Fifth Wave. It is about a girl who is surviving through an alien apocalypse, and she keeps her courage by love for her brother and her boyfriend, which he really isn't her boyfriend, which I do not understand, but it does not matter. There is still love, and there is still love that drives most of the courage and bravery.
One thing that I found in my reading was also a lot of love, which is pretty prominent in both books that I have. So the first source that I have is Young Love, The Good, The Bad, and The Educational by Winifred Gallagher from the New York Times. And it's basically discussing scientists and psychologists analyze certain scenarios and statistics to determine what happens to teens as they become adults and deal with heartbreak.
So that also goes along with my source, as it is also about falling in love, and it is with an actual psychiatrist writing.
Basically, yeah. So in my book, Everything Everything by Nicola Yoon, Everything Everything is a book that talks about the main character, Maddie, who has a life-threatening disease, who finds herself falling in love with the boy next door. Jung talks about love in a recent interview, describing it as a source of happiness, and it comes in many forms. Falling in love, especially at a young age, doesn't have to take months, but only one day.
That is very interesting. Do you have anything else on how the author responds or how you think your author would answer like the essential question?
She says in an online interview with Bustle that she that love is a big part of adolescence because it's a certain type of discovery and it's a very special thing that can change a teen's life forever in terms of like, you know, love at first sight or enemies to lovers, if that's a real thing.
Are there things such as love at first sight in your book?
I'd say so, because there's a excerpt in the book that talks about her meeting him for the first time, but like not really meeting him, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
She describes him as very cunning, and she likes his face, if that makes sense.
She's attracted to him?
Yes. Even though she doesn't really know him all that well yet.
I'd say that also kind of goes along with my book, as there is her and this boy that she has fallen in love with, they do not know each other before the apocalypse, but they meet during the apocalypse and they fall in love. And I'm pretty sure at the start she just ends up falling in love with him because he's this kind, warm, very attractive.
Very attractive.
Male, and he has just completely saved her because she was shot.
Mm.
So he saves her. But there's also familial love in, like, in my book. Is there any of that in yours?
She, the main character, she has this type of connection with her mom. But in a way, it kind of turns sour. Like, she can't trust her mom with what she says because she's lying. She finds out about a lot of things that she's lied about. So she cares very much about her mother. It's just that it's not as, like, close and tight-knit because her mom has tended to, like, distance herself from her because her father and her brother are, like, not in the picture anymore. So I'd say that there is a type of familial love, but it's probably not the same type of familial love that's, like, in your book, per se.
Yes, the familial love in my book is between younger brother and older sister.
Mm-hmm.
So she is very protective of younger brother, and I like that because it adds this sense of, I have made promise, I will keep promise. And that is very important to Cassie, which is the main character of the book. There is a lot of similarities between me and my brother, however, not a lot, because me and my brother have a very... We're close, but we're close in age, so we also fight all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to live in house with two teenagers, and you being one teenager and the other teenager is annoying.
And then they're just clashing together.
Constantly. But it's very sweet because it's almost as if Cassie has taken this familial love and turned it into a motherly love for her little brother. Because he's 5 and she is 16. So she has more of that adult-like brain, like, interworkings.
Mm.
And he is very childish, obviously. He's 5.
He's 5, yeah.
And also just this insane kind of gain of love for someone who you do not know, but you have accepted them as your, like, younger brother, as Ben Parrish, who is also called Zombie, has taken a brotherly loving to the 5-year-old, because many things happen. There are military recruits, they become in the same unit, and Zombie eventually accepts the 5-year-old as his younger brother, basically, and makes sure to protect him and the other people in their unit.
That's really, like, important, I guess, in a way, because it's important to have, if you don't have, like, a brother figure or a father figure in your life, you just find someone who can fill those shoes. I mean, it's not going to be the exact same because it's not, like, authentic, but, you know, it's excuse me, it's close to, like, the real deal, basically. So I can kind of relate to your book in terms of, like, me and my brother. Although we are close in age, he has autism, so basically I have to take care of him. And, like, I mean, I don't mind that because I love my brother, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just that I have found, like, my, like, brother, I say in quotes, through, like, my best friends, who are guys, obviously, because they make sure that I'm okay, and, like, they basically do all the brotherly things that my brother is not capable of doing since he can't verbally talk and, like, communicate. So, yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
just a little something.
It's very important in the book that they both show this love for this 5-year-old, because it is basically what drives them the entire time. The book is just them making sure they keep their promise to this 5-year-old. Because he's, like, the most important thing to them in this exact moment and in this apocalyptic scene, because everything has fallen apart. They need to find something to keep safe and protected and to keep alive, basically.
Yeah, that's that.
Okay, so my second source is Crush by Svetlana Shomakova.
Oh my god, did you write it?
No, I did not. I'm not Svetlana Chumakova.
That's whack. Anyways.
But she would probably answer our essential question by saying that courage is the most important part of adolescence because it is good to use courage. She, in her book, she also says that adults add stress to teenagers, and the fear of judgment and rumors are from other teenagers. So my source goes along with this because it is about adolescence and the fear of future by Carl E. Pickard, who's the same person as last one.
Ooh.
It is from Psychology Today. There is no bias in either of my sources because it is completely scientific based. This article is about fear, and it says fear is the most important part of adolescence, as using courage in face of fear will help build self-esteem and confidence, which is important in all stages of adolescence. Yes.
So to go along with the teenagers adding more rumors to other teenagers, I feel like that's something that happens a lot during, you know, our high school years, you know, because there's always going to be drama and something that's going on, you know. There's never a dull moment in high school, if we're being completely honest, but...
Yes.
So my second source talks about love, but not in the way that you would think. My book, Something Real, by Heather Demetrios, talks about how love can be toxic in certain ways, and toxic relationships and how they are. To go along with my book, I have a source from Daily Mail called Teenagers Need to Know Where Love Stops and Abusive Relationships Start by Holly Bourne. And it basically talks about the telltale signs about an abusive relationship and gives statistics on how many people have actually experienced an abusive relationship. And I feel like this could answer our essential question because it talks about how love can be this thing that's so sweet and so beautiful, but like in actuality, if you don't know what's going on under like the surface, it can be like pretty dangerous to be in that situation. So you kind of have to like be careful with who you surround yourself with and who you choose to be with in general.
So what exactly is the book about? Like, is it about this toxic relationship, or is it about like...
It's not like the main focus, but like it's more like, more or less like a side plot. So the main character kind of has like a toxic relationship with her mom, kind of like how in Everything Maddie has a toxic relationship with her mom, because, you know, there was secrets and lies and all that good stuff, or not good stuff, but you get what
yes.
I mean. But there was also a lot of like secrets in this book as well, but like, you know, it wasn't like the main spotlight, because, you know, the book is actually about a teenager who grew up on a reality TV show, and they were off the air for many years because of, well, spoiler alert, her attempted suicide. And
oh.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. But apparently the mom made a promise to her that they wouldn't have the cameras back into their lives because of how much it affected her and how much it affected the family in general. But obviously that was a lie, because the cameras come back, a lot of things go down, and, you know, it's just like, it's a crazy fiasco that happens. But it's just a lot.
Yes, most books are a lot.
Yeah.
So there is something similar that happens in Crush by Svetlana, that it hints at a toxic relationship, but I don't think it is, because technically they are in middle school.
Hmm.
so I don't think it's that, like, influential. However, in one of the characters, her boyfriend, he's okay at first, but the main character does not like him. So, her boyfriend does something terrible and makes the girl, who technically the main character has crush on, makes her cry.
No.
And just hurts her very bad. And this boy that she was dating, like, he tries to fix it, but he's still a jerk. So he really, really can't. And the main character goes and he helps the girl he has a crush on. So there is slight amount of toxic relationship, but it is mostly about courage in mine. So I would say the love aspect is there. However,
it's not the predominant thing.
Yeah, the main point of this is courage and being brave.
Yeah.
So to recap everything, my books talks about how love is most important in adolescence, based on all of the types of love, familial love and romantic love, and how that drives everything. And then the other book talks about courage and how that is most important for gaining love and gaining all of these things.
In my books, talk about how a certain type of love can be really special and kind of sacred in a way, and talks about how, like, falling in love is this special type of thing. And in my other book, it talks about how love can turn toxic if not treated the right way. And, you know, it's not just about, like, falling in love with, like, a significant other. It could be, like, a family member could turn the relationship very sour very quickly.
Yes, and then my sources, by same person who is doctor in psychology. One is about how courage in the face of fear can build self-confidence and self-esteem and will just help throughout adolescence. And the other is about love and how it is important, but because it is a part of exploration, but also should be monitored by parents, because the risk and consequences are not there in a teenager's head. So it should be kept under close supervision by parents.
And my sources talk about how love can be this sweet thing, and how you can fall in love, and it can come in many different forms, whether it be with a significant other or with a family member. And it's kind of like sacred and cherishing in a way. So, yeah. And then my second source basically talks about how love can turn toxic, and you need to be careful and notice the signs and try not to think that you're alone and you can't get out of the situation, and you need to, like, find help or assistance to get yourself out of that situation, and make sure that you understand that it was not your fault in the first place.
Okay. So, based on all of our sources and books, what do you think is the most important part in adolescence?
Well, for me, I think that love is pretty important in adolescence, because, you know, we're growing up and love is just kind of this thing that exists, and then we fully embrace it, because, you know, we start out with tiny little crushes, and then some of those crushes can lead to relationships, and it's just this thing that's kind of just ties everything in together, and it's just one of these things that's, like, special and something that you can always remember and look back on as you get older. So that's what I think is the most important thing about adolescence. What about you?
I would say that courage and love would be most important, because they go together in a way that you cannot have courage without love, but you can also not have love without courage. Because love will drive courage, but courage will also drive love, in the way that if you have courage, you will go out and find your love, but if you have love, you will go out and be courageous and do things that are driven by your love for another person. So I'd say they go hand in hand.
So it's like influential in a way. Yeah.
But they are the two most important things because they go hand in hand and they tie into each other really nicely. So, yes.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Rad Kid. Thank you so, so much for listening. I'm Brianna.
And I'm Svetlana.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.
Radkid is brought to you by Liberty Mutual.
Liberty Mutual. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty,
Liberty. Thanks for listening.
Please subscribe. We need money. Thanks.
Adios, muchachos.